Baltimore is one of 10 cities where President Trump said Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, would conduct targeted deportation raids beginning yesterday. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the threat of those raids made some members of local immigrant communities afraid to leave their homes.
Lilia Torres and her brother are selling tacos at the Latin American Folklore Fest in Patterson Park. She says they're typical of what you might find in her hometown of Morelos, Mexico. Torres says her sisters would have been here too, but they were scared of the announced raids.
It's scary to go outside of the stores. They don't want to come to the park.
Tiffany Nelms, director of Asylee Women's Enterprises, says many of the immigrants she works with are afraid to go outside. Even people who have legal refugee status, she says, are afraid that they will be detained by ICE.
We try to tell our clients, it's okay, go out. You're here. You're in a legal process that hasn't been completed yet. So even in the worst case scenario that you get stopped, you show them your identification, you know, they still won't go out.
Nelm says that one of the things she helps clients with is deciding who would take care of their children if they get detained by ICE.
As a social worker, these kinds of conversations are really troubling to have to work with a family to talk about the very real possibility that their parent could go to work, they could go to the store, they could go to the gas station and not come back.
And she tells her clients that if immigration enforcement agents knock on their doors, do not open them unless the agents have a warrant signed by a judge. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.